So, hi, John. I'm Shanda Bell. So, it's Shanda like chandelier.
And I'm Krista Pitts. We're both co-CEOs and co-founders of the Lumistella Company.
And Elf on a Shelf, which I know is celebrating 10 years in the UK this year. For those of us who aren't familiar, I wonder if you could just explain what is Elf on the Shelf and a bit about how it works.
Sure.
Yeah, so The Elf on the Shelf is a children's book that comes, of course, with a real elf from the North Pole based on our own family tradition growing up, in which the elf watches during the day and reports to Santa every night. And in the morning before kids wake up, the elf flies back from the North Pole and lands in a new spot in the house. So the book explains a little bit about the tradition, how when the elf first comes to your home, every family gives their elf a name, and that's how it sort of gets its Christmas magic and comes to life. The elf can't talk to kids, well, because he's busy working, unfortunately. And then, of course, kids cannot touch the elf. So the book sets up sort of the entire dynamic of the elf on the shelf in someone's home.
Oh, so the book kind of explains it, and the elves are there. It's a tradition that's become very much loved in UK households. It all started, you mentioned, with a book, 2005, and this has all come from a family tradition from your own household, isn't it? I wonder if you could sort of tell me a bit about those early days of Elf on the Shelf when you were growing up.
Well, it wasn't known as Elf on the Shelf back then. That's been the interesting journey that we've been on since beginning to want to share the stories of Santa's North Pole. But when we were little, my parents had an elf, and we named that elf Fisbee. And Fisbee would fly back and forth to the North Pole and provide daily reports. And then in the morning, we would wake up, we would just run out of bed. We'd wake up and we would race to try to find the elf. And of course, it's not like we got any special prize for it, but it was serious bragging rights in the family.
That's
If
right.
you found Fisbee first, you were the big winner for the day.
Yeah.
I love this. I mean, how did you then take it from, that sort of childhood tradition to, where it is now, just this massive tradition that everyone just loves? I mean, how did that process happen?
Well, that's been 18 years in the making.
Right.
We're still at it, I wrote the book with my mom. And it was really, like Krista said, based on our own family tradition. But in writing the book with my mom, and of course, getting permission from Santa Claus to tell the story, he sends the elves for all the families listening out there. And so, it was one of those journeys that I think was just meant to be for our lives. It was a tradition that meant so much to us growing up. And so, when I became a mom myself and wanted to share this tradition with my kids, it just really was fortuitous. I looked up, I was having tea with my mom, and I said, "Mom, why don't we write a story about the elf so that other people can enjoy this tradition?" And so the story is long and full of blood, sweat, and tears. We could,
Sacrifice.
yeah, it was all the things, we it's the war stories, right, of entrepreneurship, but we couldn't get anyone to publish it. Nobody understood what this was or what it could be. We risked it all. We put it on our personal credit. Krista had a house that she sold, moved in with my mom and dad as an adult, and we went all in as a family on this idea and ended up starting the Lumistella Company, which produces and distributes to this day in partnership with Santa Claus and Father Christmas, the Elf on the Shelf, the Elf Pets, the Elf Mates, and really the entire world, the enchanted world of Santa Claus is what we do. And we create joyful family moments in doing it. So it was a long, hard road, but we are absolutely honored to be a part of people's Christmas tradition.
Yeah, and it's brilliant that you had this idea, you wanted to share it with the world, you believed in it, and you didn't kind of take no for an answer. I mean, that's a real kind of story of going through knockbacks and overcoming things to get to where you want to be. I mean, how does it feel to now know that households around the world are, enjoying that family tradition that you enjoyed all those years ago?
For me personally, I think it's a little bit of a mixed bag. Like Shanda said, we have sacrificed so hard and fought so hard and learned so many lessons. And we've been able to go through those battles and come out on the other side. You know, it's always disheartening when you see, when we started, no one knew what the Elf on the Shelf was, right? No one had a concept. Like, we had to tell every single person we talked to what this is, how it works.
Here's one at a time, one by one. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, now there are all of these, you know, imposters or and knockoffs and people,
wannabes.
Right. But at the end of the day, you know that where we come from is that place of wonder, that beauty of the season that it's really meant to represent. You know, that's the thing that we hold on to, and we tell the stories of Santa's North Pole, and that's a big responsibility.
Yeah.
Santa's like the most magical human ever. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you got to be really on your game when that's the case.
Yeah, and I think it's the authenticity of what we offer mm-hmm. as well. Like, this comes from our own personal family tradition. So we are very, very passionate about it. The people who now work for us, we have 100 plus employees who all work for Santa Claus year round to pull off what is this, you know, December for families yeah. to ensure that they're having really special, joyful family moments.
And a female-led company as well. I mean, that's what was that process like? You know, being a female-led company, trying to sort of get your idea out there. Were people taking you seriously, do you think? Or
I really appreciate that question, because yeah, we really actually don't get it very often. No. There is certainly a contingent of people who it felt like they were patting us on the head and being like, good for you. Yeah, it was very patronizing. And I think a lot of people just didn't believe, you know, it was a lot of, you know, oh, you're going to do what, you know, in this idea of, you know, working for Santa Claus, and how is that even a business? Seasonal businesses are hard. And then you add on top of that, no experience, no money, you know, nobody wanted to partner with us and believe in us. But what we knew is that we had something really special for families. Something that would be unique and make a Christmas magical for the 25 days leading up to, you know, Father Christmas coming down the chimney. So,
yeah. And John, you mentioned something interesting in that question too, in that Shanda and I have often, as the company did start to take off, we've gotten a lot of, you know, you should let someone who really knows what they're doing come in and run it. You should let, you know, somebody else. And I'm like, Did these, you know, other men who started companies get these questions? You know,
Did
Mark Zuckerberg have somebody walk up to him and say, hey, you need to let someone else do this now? I don't know. Maybe he did, but it's a good question nonetheless.
Yeah, interesting, because, you know, it's sort of the attitude still. I mean, we're in the 21st century now, but people still have that kind of negative attitude, I suppose, to people, females in business, you know, as opposed to men sometimes. So interesting. Thank you for answering that. And what do you think the name, I look through my Facebook every day in December, and I'm seeing, you know, Elf on the Shelf pictures and people being really creative with all sorts of different ideas around that. What is it, do you think, that in the UK over the last 10 years, why do you think the nation's taken Elf on the Shelf to its heart so much?
Well, I remember coming to the Birmingham Spring Fair years and years ago, and no one even wanted to talk to me. They would pass the booth and they would be like, oh, that's too American, or we don't do Christmas, or I don't do books. I mean, whatever the saying du jour was. And so to be in this market and have so many families, I mean, the Beckhams are talking about us, and, you know, Holly Willoughby is a big fan, and there are so many Billy Fairs. So
Ian Poulter and I are like this on Twitter.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, it's really, if you look at it from a 30,000 foot view, it's a dream come true.
It is. And it's, you know, for us, it's a passion. And it comes from a very authentic place. You know, we lived this. I lived this as a parent myself. So, you know, we know that what we are making available to families is a lifelong tradition, something that will stay in their family for generations. And that these kids are making memories that that are about a lot more than like what you're getting for Christmas. This is about you spending time with your family, laughing together, you know, and having these sweet moments.
And it's that journey, as you say, you know, leading up to Christmas, the build up and the creativity for parents and coming up with those ideas and what the elves can get up to and all sorts of brilliant creative ideas seen from my social media.
Yeah, so, parents have to inspire those elves, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we need the inspiration there. So for you, you mentioned, you know, your parents yourself. So what does Christmas look like in your household? What sort of traditions do you have?
Well, obviously the elf on the shelf.
Obviously, yeah.
My elf is a little bit boring, probably because I'm boring. I don't know. And so that's always fun. But things like reading books, obviously listening to holiday favorites, decorating the tree, baking. In our family, we have sugar cookie bake-offs. Ooh. On Christmas Eve. And the families compete against each other for the best cookie of the season, which is always fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so the holidays are just, the Christmas specifically, so special to our family and to our children. And these memories, you know, that kids are making, we're just honored to be a part of the way people have adopted it. It's just, mm-hmm. It's wild to see.
Yeah, and I think on behalf of our listeners and families here in the UK, you know, thank you for what you've done and thank you for sharing that. And it's been really, really interesting to meet you and to hear your story and how all that journey you've been on, how it's all paid off and how it's been hugely successful. What's next, though? What can we see from you in 2024?
Well, 2024 promises to be our best year yet. So in addition to all the content we already have out, you can watch our animated specials on Netflix is the reindeer special, mm-hmm. Elf Pets. And then on Amazon Prime, you can watch An Elf Story, which is the original sort of Elf classic. On the Shelf classic property, as well as the additional Elf Pet specials. But I mean, we are ready to roll. We've got a new chapter book coming out that really answers all the questions, like where does Santa come from? How are the elves magical? Where do all these characters come from? We've got, you know, new content,
new characters,
new stories, new lore, you know, so we're excited that families look to us to create those joyful family moments at Christmas time. And we are not going to let them down, not this year and not in years to come.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for everything you do. Good luck for the future. I know it's going to be a very bright and creative and fantastic future. Chandler and Krista, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate
Thanks, it. Thanks, John.
Thank you very much. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's a good one.